welcome to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, the podcast that is weird, but helpful.
Just like it's helpful.
Us in real life. I'm Carrie Jones. I'm an internationally best-selling novelist and reporter, and now a podcaster. And with me, as always, is my husband, Sean Kelly Farrar. What are you, Shawnee?
A man with three names, apparently.
And that means you're going to be a murderer soon, probably.
Oh, that's right.
But every podcast, we do a random thought, and then we give you a little life help, maybe.
Usually based on a dog's advice.
And then a dog tip, right. And it's all meant to be good happiness, man.
Just fun.
So chill back, relax, and maybe you'll learn something.
Or maybe you'll laugh.
Or maybe even both. Hey, welcome to the podcast where Shawnee was just trying to bake a big slurpy drink of his.
I was trying to take a drink, not bake a drink.
You can't be upset with me about words today.
No, I can't. You've been doing that all day.
Because I've had a hard time finding words.
Your little brain's just dead today.
It's a broken little baby brain.
It is a broken little baby brain.
Yeah.
Today. Man. Not normally.
No, I think every day it's truly a broken little baby day, brain day. See, I just did it again. Anyway, so random thought-wise, we're going to Maine.
Oh,
the state where we live in, right?
Yeah, that's right, baby.
And
did you just realize that?
Really?
No.
Did you really just say that? Like, I didn't. My brain's not that broken right now.
No, I know that you realize we live in Maine, but I mean about the article. Just pertinent to the article.
No, man, I knew it was Maine.
Oh, okay. That's hilarious.
So anyways, there's an article, and it's made AP News.
Yeah.
And it's about our state. Because in our state, Maine, we're like the wild, wild west of the Northeast. We're gentrifying a lot along the coast, right?
Yeah.
But we still got a lot of wild, wild west in us. You know what I mean? We're a lot of, like, we want to have our free speech. We want to say what we want. And we want to put the F-bombs out there whenever we can.
I thought that was New Hampshire.
No, New Hampshire pretends, but they got overwhelmed by Massachusetts, and now they're not like that anymore. So anyways, and I can't say that because I'm from New Hampshire.
Yeah.
So anyways, what happened here is that there's a man, and he's a vegan.
Yeah.
Because we also have a lot of vegans here. And
we're vegetarians.
Yes, but he's a vegan, right? And he has a plate that says L-U-V-T-O-F-U. And that means love tofu, right?
Sure.
That's his specialty plate. But the world of Maine government has decided that his specialty plate is love to F-U versus tofu, and that it's naughty and vulgar. So this man, and he has two adorable little children who look like vegans, too.
Oh, I'm sure they are.
They look very proud, very righteous. And they're sitting in the back of the car, behind the car, so that you can see the license plate. Love to.
Yeah.
F you. So he's like, so the thing is, like, for years and years and years and years, Maine was like, you know what? You do what you want to do, right? Like, we don't care. You put what you want on your plate. Like, maybe, you know, like, if it's super bad, maybe we'll notice. But we probably won't because we're Maine and we have better things to do. Like, try to save our economy. But recently, the state was like, you know what? Let's take out, like, there's 274 plates. And we think those plates are inappropriate. So people like this vegan family, and I'm just going to call them the vegan family or tofu-loving family, are fighting back, right? Like, so people are appealing and appealing and appealing, and all the appeals have been rejected so far. I mean, every single one, including the tofu-loving family.
Imagine that.
And the state, according to AP, it wrote, the state concluded the license plate love tofu. Sorry, I almost did it again. Could have been seen as a reference to sex. Sex is bad in our Puritan society, and you're not supposed to love to F you. It's okay if you love tofu.
You are supposed to love to F you.
No, no, that's naughty.
If it's the beginning of a four-letter word and not F you as in two separate
words. Oh, I don't
Although think, it could be that way, too.
They said they the state concluded the license plate could have been seen as a reference to sex instead of admiration for being curd. It doesn't say anything about insults there, right?
Oh, yeah, I was being all sexual. I wasn't talking about any insults.
Oh.
No.
Oh. Well, I don't see the problem with it.
I don't see the problem with it either.
I think it's all about whether or not love is okay. I think this particular guy
might be playing a game, but I don't, because it's like a double conundrum. What?
I don't.
But I don't care. I think it's, where does freedom of speech come in on this?
Well, I guess your freedom of speech isn't supported if it's deemed inappropriate, like any reference to sex.
That's not inappropriate freedom of speech.
But I'm really intrigued by why Maine thinks that F-U-ing is bad. Like, you know, I don't know. It just
it's feels not bad. Really it's not bad at all. And it's not vulgar. It doesn't contain any vulgar words, that particular license plate.
No. And so
it's a stretch of the imagination at best.
So the guy, Peter Staroteski, I'm probably butchering his last name. You don't have to butcher tofu. But anyways, like, he said, quote, "It's my protest against eating meat and animal products." And he said that during a hearing with the Maine Bureau of Motor Vehicles. And so then Heather Libby, another Mainer, she and her best friend had matching license plates, and they both had the word for female dog, which AP didn't write out. Which is kind of funny, because
that is crazy that they wouldn't even write that out.
Yes, because that's a real word, you know, like it's a female dog.
I have to say, of course it's a female dog, but they weren't calling themselves female dogs. Be realistic.
I really don't know.
What?
I don't know. I'm not inside Heather Libby's
head. But here's the thing, in my opinion. I think there's a huge difference between spelled out words and like abbreviations that could most definitely be construed as something else. Like tofu. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Anyways, Libby said, "People are so sensitive nowadays. I just think it's foolish."
Well, I think a lot of it's foolish, I'm sure. I wish they had like a whole list of the plates.
I know. That would be pretty awesome.
Let's see. Hold on.
What?
I want to read that. Even the super
well, that doesn't help anybody listening to the podcast. They're all like, "What's he reading, man?" So
when the state effectively ended the review process for so-called vanity license plates in 2015, some residents filled their plates with all manner of profanities, including F-bombs, either spelled out or abbreviated.
Well, that's us. That's our state.
What? So what is this? Have they brought it back now?
Yeah, that's what I said in the beginning.
Oh, okay.
If you had been paying attention.
I was paying attention. Mm. But I was too hung up on the word tofu.
Oh, my God.
Residents in a state known for being laconic and even tempered soon were sporting uncensored plates pairing the F word with snow, haters, and ALS.
Well, the truth is, that's
like F cancer.
I know. And the truth is that, you know, We can be laconic, and we can be even-tempered when we say the F-bomb. It's mean.
I say it every day like 1,000 times.
He does. But, like, I don't feel like most Mainers, like, yell that. We're not like, "Oh, F you." We're like, "Yeah, F that."
Well, not unless you're super pissed off or, like, you know, having a fight or something.
Yeah, but it's still pretty, like, it's not a big Mainer thing to yell. Like, in New Hampshire, I heard people yell it so much more.
What's that got to do with this?
Just subject? The attitude in the last paragraph that you just read.
Yeah.
It says that residents in a state known for being laconic and even-tempered.
Right.
We're now sporting plates called that with the F word in it. And I'm saying that in Maine, you can still sport a plate with the F word in it and be even-tempered. It's not a dichotomy.
Oh, no, you can do that anywhere. You're right.
Yes.
Just because it has the F word doesn't mean you're not being even-tempered or you're being an asshole. And you know what I mean?
That was my point.
Yeah, you're totally correct.
All right, there's a random thought. Ooh, we lost some power.
That was our random thought. How do you know we lost power?
Everything flickered. You didn't see the flicker?
No, I didn't see the flicker.
Yeah, that was a big flicker.
Oh, boy.
Okay. So, hey, here we are in the land of sleep deprivation. Why is sleep important? Because it makes you healthy. And if you don't have it, you start talking like you're Irish, I guess. But no, you start sucking at things, right?
Yeah, pretty much, babe.
Like you lose your ability to talk.
You need some words.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah. You lose like any sort of creativity.
Yeah.
Motor skills.
Yeah.
You know, they all get downgraded a bit.
And you are all witnessing that right now.
Cognitive skills.
Definitely witnessing that right now. And you get crankier. Your immune system sucks. Your metabolism. See?
Oh, yeah.
Metabolism.
Your respiratory system. Circulatory system.
Everything starts failing. Dude. Right?
Yeah.
And when you're asleep, your body makes hormones. Those hormones make you a good person, right? And if you don't have it, it starts sucking. And you can get chubbier. Not that there's anything wrong with being chubby, but if you don't sleep really well, your body can't take care of the fat metabolism, right? And then, you can't, absorb the insulin, and everything goes bad. So you want to sleep like a boss. That's our point, right?
That's right.
We got that point out, right?
You need your sleep.
You need your sleep. So, that's the point.
Why don't you explain to everybody what's really going on? We lost our power when we had already started doing this thing. And now we're not on there. Now that's the page we were on.
Right, but this isn't the important page.
That's not the important
page? No, because we want to tell people how to sleep like a boss.
Oh.
And, so the important part is helping others, not telling the myths of sleeping. But one of the ways that you can learn how to sleep like a boss, right, is by shutting off your screens, turning down your lights low and sexy before you go to bed. For, an hour, all the lights in your house.
Yeah.
You want to try not to drink or have a lot of coffee right before you
go to
sleep.
Don't have any coffee before bed, silly people.
We're not going to judge you on your life choices.
Well, no, we're not going to judge you, but I want to hear you complain about not being able to sleep.
Why not?
Not if you drink coffee before.
You don't want to hear anybody complain about anything. Let's just...
No, I really don't, honestly. I don't...
You're so anti-complainy.
I hate people that complain all the time.
You hate them. Do you hate them?
I hate drama. I hate drama.
He's very anti-drama.
Well, drama for the little things, like the regular things. Oh my god, I stubbed my toe. I need a GoFundMe on Facebook.
Oh my god, you're so mean. Anyway.
I'm just real.
One of the biggest tips about trying to get better sleep, right, is to just go to sleep at a regular time every night and wake up.
Have a schedule?
Yeah, man, have a schedule. Your sleep. And that's hard for some of us who don't like schedules, right?
That's right.
But it's because your body has a rhythm, and in the rhythm, your body, gets used to certain things happening at certain times, right?
Yes.
The second tip from Dr. Matthew Walker, who we have a ton of links on the podcast web notes, as long as they didn't crash with the power outage from our blizzard, the second thing is to make it a nice temperature in your room, and that's cooler versus warmer. Your brain's oh, it's cool, it's nighttime, I gotta go to sleep. You know what I mean?
I totally agree with that.
Yeah. So
I love it cooler in the bedroom.
Right now. I thought you were gonna say you like it hot in the bedroom. But
I like it cooler so that you don't wanna go sweat whenever things do get hot, baby.
Yeah, that makes sense. So,
you know what I mean?
Right now in America, it's pretty much 65 degrees Fahrenheit or 18 degrees Celsius. That is considered the optimum tempi of the bedroom.
That's pretty close to what I was thinking, actually.
Cool. So then darkness, which is what I was kind of talking about earlier. Hello, darkness, sleep's good friend. Darkness is something that we shouldn't be afraid of. And our society, he says, is dark deprived. We've got all these screens going on, right? Like, yeah. And all these lights because we're afraid of bad guys coming and breaking in our house in America and probably other places too. So we put all the lights on, right?
Yeah.
But like once you start turning down those lights, you get sleepy. And so you want to do that. And if you can't do that, like, wear an eye mask or something, put your pillow over your head, but not in a way that suffocates you, and get it dark, right? His other tip is that if you can't fall asleep, get up, basically. Like, if you haven't...
Don't lay in bed and toss and turn forever?
Or think forever. Like,
so what are you supposed to do when you get up?
Well, first off, let me tell you that his time is 25 minutes. Like, if you're being there for 25 minutes and you're still like, woo, thinky,
yeah,
get up. It doesn't really matter what you do, but
it doesn't. You're supposed to plop your ass down in front of a screen and start working again. That seems real counterproductive.
No, but the main point is that your brain, if your brain thinks, oh, I go in bed and I can't sleep, your brain will keep associating going to bed and not sleeping. Kind of like my brain associates go on the living room couch and fall asleep. It's like the opposite.
Yeah, right.
Because that's, our brains are very trainable. So then his fifth tip, right, is like alcohol and caffeine, you know, try to stay away from them, which we mentioned before.
Definitely smoke weed before bed.
That is not a tip.
Is that one of his tips?
No, that is not
that's a when, tip. That's when, like, 3 hours before bed, you switch from alcohol to cannabis.
Oh my God, is your day just like full of naughtiness?
Well, that's three what hours. Your plan is. Then you go to bed after 2 hours, and then you still have an hour left for sex.
Someone lives in a dream world on so many levels with all that statement.
I know. In real life, I only need 4 minutes for sex, so I can have 2 hours, 56 minutes of cannabis. That's how it breaks down.
No! And that could potentially meet why you only need 4 minutes for the other thing. But anyways. Oh, yeah, right.
It's because you're so hot, baby.
Oh, that's right. All right, so the final tip, ready? Is like a lot of people, you know how we were talking about our brain and associations?
Yes.
Like if you do certain things every night, a routine, it helps you associate with going to bed and going to sleep, right? So yes. Like most people aren't like me, and they jump into bed and they fall asleep right away, usually, right?
Right.
Most people are like, oh, how do I start going to sleep? How do I fall asleep? How do I do a podcast with a husband who's playing Wordle at the same time?
I'm not playing Wordle.
Dude, I saw your phone.
That's because that's my first. Phone. No, look, that's my always there screen. I haven't even done fucking Wordle today. Because I haven't even had time to take a dump yet today.
Oh my God.
I'm actually doing research for our podcast as we
Podcast is almost over, babe.
Well, I'll be quick.
All right, so anyways, this is why he doesn't listen to the podcast, because he's busy on his phone doing research for the podcast.
Right. Average vaginal sex is typically 3 to 7 minutes.
Okay, you I just want
everybody to
that.
Know that my 10 is far superior.
It's okay. Anyways... The final tip is not about sex. It's about a wind down routine. I guess it could be. Actually.
That was my wind down routine.
So anyways, when you fall asleep, according to Dr. Walker, it's a psychological process. And like you want to like kind of slow your brain down and shut off all the systems for the night. Right. So like you do certain things to like tell your brain that it's time to do that. It's relaxing. Maybe it's brushing your teeth. Maybe it's shutting off the light. You lock all the doors. You go upstairs. You put on a sleep app. I don't know what you do, but you do something. And it's a routine. You brush your teeth again and you wash your face. Then you go to the bathroom. Sean takes his final dump of the day.
I do not ever dump. Oh, if I'm sick, I'll dump at night, but not normally.
He's sick a lot. And so then you're all good. See, right? Like, this doesn't work if you have a sleep disorder, obviously, but like, it works according to Dr. Walker's TED Talk if you don't. So those are our tips.
I
and you want to sleep like a boss.
Sound advice, really.
Sleep like a boss, man.
I mean, if his stuff doesn't work, just take a freaking handful of Valium or something. You'll be
no. We do not
condone sleep aids?
No. Especially not a handful.
Oh, that was a joke. Good
People
Lord.
Might not know it's a joke, boo.
Who's listening to this podcast? 3-year-olds?
Possibly.
Well, how would they have volume anyways?
I don't know.
People, only use your prescription meds as prescribed.
Thank you. Ugh.
Tip for life. I like now that you showed me that gauge-y thing. And then I tried, it's like the thing at the carnival where you whack and you try to hit the bell.
Now Sean's talking about the volume level.
Now I try to see how high
podcast. I need it. Oh my gosh, techie.
Huh? Nothing. Techie? Did you call me a techie? Yeah. Oh, because of my extreme vocabulary when it comes to technical stuff.
Yeah.
The widgets.
The widgets, man.
So, you made me forget what my
dog. It's a dog tip, man, and it's not yours. It's from a dog.
I know.
Although you are a dog, Sean. You are a dog.
I'm not Damn a dog. How am I a dog?
Oh, I don't want to get you in trouble.
What?
Nothing. Just keep talking.
Anyways.
It's a podcast.
Sparty sleeps all day long.
Our dog.
He's got sleeping ritual down to the science. He eats a little something, and then he goes to the bathroom so he doesn't have to wake up and go to the bathroom.
He's a very smart dog.
And this is all day long. This is not just at night. And then he lays on his bed for a little bit to relax without any screens.
No screens.
Usually there's not a lot of light where he's laying. Mm. And pretty soon he's fast asleep. The man's got it down.
So what's his tip?
His tip?
Yeah.
Just follow my ritual, baby.
Eat, poop, and no screens?
No screens. No. Actually, you know, he's got it easy because he doesn't use his brain all that much.
Oh.
So it does. He doesn't have to wind down too much. Wow. Anyways, that was a horrible dog tip.
It's a good
way to end a horrible podcast.
No, don't say that. We just had some issues.
Yeah, we had technical issues of all kinds.
I know.
And human technicalities and technical technicalities.
Humicalities. I have no words.
Well, you just made one up right there.
Humicalities. I'm like George Bush.
George Bush?
Yeah, I remember
he was always making up words. Yes, people make like George Bush dictionaries and stuff. That's awesome.
People are mean.
No, I don't think that. I would love somebody to make a dictionary, like something like that based upon my stupidities.
Oh, really?
Or my eccentricities.
Oh, I'll make you one.
Will you?
Oh, yeah, and then you'll get mad at me.
No, I won't.
And be like, you're so mean to me, baby.
Make one. Right. I'll make one for you.
Oh, no.
What?
I don't want one.
You don't want
one?
I know
that I'm a sensitive little flower and that I can't handle it.
Oh, sensitive was not the word I was thinking for the first paragraph of the book, but that would be a good intro.
What?
Nothing. All right, baby, give us a shout out.
Hey, the music we've clipped and shortened in this podcast is awesome and is made available through the Creative Commons license. Who's that artist and what's that song?
I don't know, man.
You do, you know?
I do. We've been saying it. It's Summer Spleef by Broke for Free.
And we have extra content all about living happy on the livinghappy.substack.com blog, and it's pretty awesome. And we also have a writing tips podcast called Write Better Now.
They're both awesome.
But our brand new
amazing creepy podcast is Dude No. It's like that. You gotta say it like that.
He does say it like that. It's true crime with an occasional foray into the paranormal and the macabre, and it's awesome. And finally, we have a podcast,
Loving the Strange,
which we stream live
on Carrie's Facebook and Twitter and YouTube on Fridays, but every other Friday.
Every other Friday now, because we're lazy.
So be sure to check her Facebook and Twitter for the dates when we are going to be podcasting live and making fools of ourselves.
Live.
We're going to do a Hot Wings challenge real soon.
Oh, dear God.
And that's always a good one.
Anyways, all my Twitter handles and Facebook handles and blah, blah, blah. It's either Carrie Jones Books or Carrie Jones Book. Carrie with a C-A-R-R-I-E. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Yeah, thank you so much. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share.
And be kind. kind to us old people.
Oh, yeah, we can't take much.